Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was reading the story of Amos, I came across these words. Amos answered Amaziah, "I am no prophet nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees." Well, I glommed onto a dresser of sycamore trees, and I thought to myself, does that mean he put bunting around all the trees? What exactly does that mean, a dresser? Others say a tender of sycamore trees, but that still doesn't give the whole flavor of what he actually did. The dresser of sycamore trees was a person who went around, and when the fruit was on the tree, he put little slits in all the pieces of fruit so that they would ripen quicker and be more flavorful. That's the job that Amos had. He also hired himself out to tend sheep and goats and whatever else was around. In other words, Amos was a migrant farm worker. And one day, God picked him up and said, "You're not going to do that anymore. I want you to speak to the people of Israel." Now, there were plenty of priests and prophets at that time. There were plenty of holy people, and yet God took a migrant worker and said, "You're going to speak to power." That teaches me a very important lesson. And this is a lesson that I hope our young people understand. There is nothing, if God tells you to do something, if God puts you in a direction, there is no such thing as can't. Because if God tells you to do it, he will equip you. That was one lesson I learned from this story. But there's an even greater lesson to this. When Amos was called, he wasn't called to people who were oppressed. That would have made sense, wouldn't it? If you take a migrant worker and he's speaking to people who are oppressed, they could feel some connection to him. But that was not the case. Amos was told to speak to a nation that was prospering. Jeroboam was a great king. There was peace on all sides. There was prosperity. All the holy shrines were very well endowed. There was no problem of the priests going hungry. There was no problem of getting people into worship areas. Everything was going swimmingly. And in that context, God sends Amos and says, "You've got to speak to the people." And it was something no one wanted to hear. Because what Amos said was, "Although we're prosperous, although there's peace on our borders, God's not happy with us because we are not just. There was much injustice." And so God sent a warning to his people. And no one likes to hear truth when things are going well. The people thought that God was on their side. The people said, "Because we're prosperous, that means God likes us better." And Amos said, "Oh no, that's not the case." And he had some very harsh words for the people of Israel that they did not want to hear. And there's another thing I've learned. When someone speaks the truth and it gets under our skin, you're guaranteed that God might have something to do with that. Have you ever been going your own way and someone says something to you that really irks you, it really irritates you? We have to think, perhaps God is speaking. And the other thing I've learned about God's prophets and when God says harsh things, it's not because he hates people, it's because he loves people. And he wants to pull them out of their destruction and put them on the right path. And that's why he sent Amos, not to say you're doomed and I don't care, but look at what you're doing and turn around and God will help you. And it's the same with us. I think the most prophetic people in our lives are probably our parents, because they really can tick us off sometimes. I remember in my 20s, I was on a path and I was enjoying that path, and my parents were calling up. I was living on my own. They were calling up and they were telling me that what I was doing and how I was going was not the right way. And I did not want to hear that. So I called my sister up, who also was getting these type of calls, but her calls she deserved. You know, I knew that they were right on target with her, but not with me. And so I was telling them, you know, Mom and Dad are on my back, and they need to get off my back. I can do what I want. And my sister, instead of saying, yeah, you know, they are a pain sometimes, she said, they love you, and they know that the path you're headed on is going to cause heartache, so why wouldn't they say something? That's the love of God. When he pulls us off of the path and he says, you're going the wrong way, and he sends prophets into our lives to tell us, it's so that we can turn around. Not to destroy us, but to rescue us. How do we know when it's God's word and not just somebody's opinion? God is always on the side of justice. God is always on the side of peace. God is always on the side of purity of hearts. God is always on the side of kindness and love. God is always on the side of honesty. Amos the prophet was sent because God loved his people. And he could see that they were going to destroy themselves. And he sent a prophet to say, come back. And they refuse to hear. May it not be said of us that when a prophet walks into our lives and really unsettles us, and we don't want to hear what they have to say, that we might listen and turn around and follow the ways of the cross, follow the ways of Christ, follow the good path where life is. I don't know which side you're going to be on. Maybe this week you'll be the prophet, or maybe this week you'll be the person who needs to hear the word. Whichever side you're on, God will equip you to speak. And I hope if you're on the other side, you'll listen. Let us pray. Lord, as we think of Amos the prophet and that great commission that you gave to him to speak your word, we ask that you would empower us with the Holy Spirit divine so that we lost those who are going the wrong path. And Lord, if we ever find ourselves on that wrong path, give us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying so that we can come home to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand and turn with me to hymn number 607, I Am Thine, O Lord.